52 years ago today, in the early morning hours, police raided a mafia-run bar serving LGBTQ New Yorkers. The patrons of the Stonewall Inn fought back against police and secured their place in American history. President Barack Obama designated the area around it a national monument in 2016. The assault is considered the beginning of the modern LGBTQ rights movement. COVID almost closed the bar down last year, but people again gathered over the weekend to celebrate, and NPR's Ryan Bank was there.
The temperatures in New York City neared 90 degrees on Sunday, but after a year of COVID isolation, even the heat couldn't keep throngs of revelers from packing historic Greenwich Village for the city's Pride March.
Honestly, I was really shocked because a lot of people were saying that it was going to be virtual.
Brandon Phelps and his friends are standing down the street from the Stonewall. He says he can't imagine having Pride without it.
The beauty of having a bar that's been around for so long is the fact that it has history. So new generation, old generation, you will see a mixed crowd at that venue.
And that's what the bar was known for in 1969. An eclectic crowd across the LGBTQ spectrum is gathered here Sunday. That diversity is on full display in the line of people mushed together waiting to enter the Stonewall. People in the queue are decked out in rainbows, carrying trans flags, or wearing other patterns identifying specific identities under the queer umbrella. Once inside, the DJ's mix rattles the walls and flocks of partiers flail and dance wildly. It's quite a contrast from a year ago when the Stonewall's owners were issuing desperate pleas for donations to keep the doors open. Outside and a couple blocks away, Jada issues a brief thought on the Stonewall staying open.
I love bars. Keep it a bar. Yeah, so we could go.
Jada's thoughts might have been short and in jest, but it's part of the core reason why Stonewall co-owner Stacy Lentz says it's important the inn stays a functioning bar.
It really is the gay church, a place where you come to mourn, a place where you come to celebrate.
Lentz, who identifies as lesbian, was approached by other investors in 2006. The bar then was in disrepair and again in danger of shuttering for good. She says she jumped at the chance to invest and return the inn to its former glory.
We didn't turn it into a museum, but you definitely get a feeling when you walk in the bar now of that significance in history.
Turning the space into a museum just wasn't really an option for the Stonewall's current owners. They set their sights on recreating what Stonewall might have looked like in 1969. Columbia University professor George Chauncey studies gay history in New York. He says over the decades, Stonewall not only inspired pride celebrations held in hundreds of cities every June.
It's been a place where people have come and gathered at critical moments.
Whether it was when a Miami gay rights law was repealed in 1977, or when a gunman perpetrated a massacre of mostly Latino LGBTQ people in 2016, Chauncey says Stonewall served as a gathering place for anger, protests, and vigils.
To be able to go in and to socialize, to have fun, and to toast the iconic status of this place and the struggle that it represented is, I think, a wonderful thing.
For now, and for the foreseeable future, the Stonewall Inn continues serving as what Chauncey calls a living monument. Ryan Bank, NPR News, New York.